And good evening, Viking fans, and welcome to Martin Stadium. This is the S&S Services Advanced Disposal and Cast Birch pregame show. I'm Bill Osborne, and joining me inside the CBC Bank press box is Taylor Biddle. Down on the sideline is Marty Rogers, and this is our countdown to kickoff. As our Vikings get ready to welcome in the International School of Broward, the Pumas or Hellcats, whichever you may favor, they tend to go by both names, from Hollywood, Florida, as they come in here tonight for a contest against our Lounge High Vikings. After a great week last week against the Wildcats, we got a week coming up next week against a top five team in Parkview. You kind of need a little bit of a let's get everybody healthy and play a game that a team coming in from Hollywood, Florida, Taylor, they're only bringing less than 30 on their roster. So you got to wonder, you know, how good is this team going to be? They've not won a game in 2 years of actually just beginning football. And they've got a killer schedule this year as well. They'll be playing Grayson. They'll be playing Buford as well as the Vikings. So they got a daunting task ahead of them.
Yeah, absolutely. You don't want to look back at last week, and you don't want to look ahead to next week. I know you were pointing that just to lay out the groundwork of what our schedule looks like the next couple of weeks. But, you know, this is going to be a game tonight that we got to take care of business. But like you said, they come in with very few on the roster, program that's just started. It may be nice to have a game where we can, you know, just focus on us and making sure we're disciplined, ready to go, because next week, you know, is going to be a test from here on out, and really tonight's going to be a test as well.
It really is. I mean, it's a chance for the players to come out. If you were listening to the coaches show on Tuesday, Coach McPherson was put the spin on it, if you will, a little bit, to say, look, if a team like this is going to come to play you, and they're going to play these other great teams, maybe they've got a few good players. And they really
do.
As I started to look through the roster, and there's a handful of good players, and this is a program that is trying to emulate IMG, which you, if you've heard of them, out of
Warren Aquinas. Yeah, Warren Aquinas.
This is a school that's trying to build an athletic program. They have a great academic history, but now want to build the athletics to it. So, yeah, they're coming in here in a situation where how focused are your players going to be?
Yeah, if we don't focus and bear down, anybody can be beat on any given night. So the Vikings got to come out ready to play. Don't want to take anything for granted. You know, you think with a roster of less than 30, though, you might wear down a little bit as the night goes on. However, they're used to playing football in some hot weather down there Hollywood, Florida, so it's not something we can really hang our hat on tonight, but depth is going to play a big part of this game tonight for the Hellcats.
It is. It's one of those situations. Everything we looked at as far as looking at players, almost all of them play both ways. So
yep,
you're going to be on the field quite a bit of time. You talk about both ways, special teams. These are guys that are going to be on the field from the time the whistle blows to the final whistle. And in a situation that you're just going to wear them down. I'll use an example of a big Division I program, a Georgia or a Florida State or somebody, and then play a Coastal Carolina or somebody. They've got good athletes.
Yes.
They come in and they play with you, but the depth just takes over.
Yep.
And if you stay close with a team like that, it's usually the second half when it just runs away from you.
Yeah, the Vikings are out on their pregame warm-ups. The Hellcats have not made their way onto the Martin Stadium field. They are back on the soccer field doing their warm-ups. While we got opportunity, we'll go down to my good friend Marty Rogers. Give us a sideline report on how the conditions are like down there, Marty, and the team.
Guys, it's steamy down here. It's a little warmer than it was last week. We had a good breeze last week and some cloud cover. We don't have that tonight. It's steamy and it's hot, to say the least. Of course, last week we had some cramps that we kind of saw, especially later in the game. We're going to have to keep an eye on that tonight. Heard y'all talking a little bit there about the international school, and you know, if you talk to Coach McPherson, he'll remind you very quickly they only play 11 at a time.
Yep.
And so kind of steal a line from Herschel Walker back years ago, the ball's not that heavy, so they don't get that tired. They're young kids. They can rest tomorrow, as coaches always say. So we've got to come out and play. We're going to get a few words with Coach Mack here in a minute. I guarantee you he talks about execution, talks about making sure we play fundamentally sound football tonight. That's what he's going to be looking for, and that's what we can hope for tonight, is we really need to shore up some things and get our timing down. You saw last week we missed a couple big plays, a long pass early in the game that was overthrown, because of the timing with the receiver. We had another one with the receiver, and Michael seemed like they weren't on the same page. And then, of course, we had one where Marcus Carey was wide open, and we kind of threw it low and behind him. And just want to get our timing down tonight and get into a rhythm because, you know, again, we got a big game next week. But none as important as it is tonight. This is the biggest game on our schedule right now. We need to come out and we need to execute and get our timing right and hopefully have a good game.
Yeah, thank you, Marty, for that equipment, parts, supply, sideline update. Bill, you look at a game like the Wintersville Classic and come out the highs of that game, and you look at, you know, ahead to a game against Parkview, who's definitely going to be a top-10 opponent for us next week. You don't want to get caught into a trap game scenario. So Marty brings up a good point. There's only 11 on the field at any given time on your team. So, you know, our 11 have got to match up against their 11 and play every down. I mean, we can't take anything for granted against this opponent. But, you know, it's going to be a test for us tonight, I think, early on.
I think so, too. And I think it's going to be an exciting game. This is a team that, as I watched some huddle film from their early preseason game, this is their first game of the season, by the way. But they've had a preseason game, and they love to throw the ball, Taylor.
Yeah.
They're gonna be in the shotgun all night long. They're gonna take the snap. They're gonna try and throw it downfield. They've got a couple of guys that are shifty. They like to throw to the slot receiver, so you're gonna see a lot of that. And but they're not afraid to hand off. They got a running back that has gotten some speed and some skills and being able to get around folks as well. So we're gonna say an exciting game, at least for the first half, I believe.
Yeah, I agree with you on that. Weather is really good tonight. I don't think there's much chance of any of rain tonight. Marty did mention how hot it is down there on the field. Pretty good weather tonight if you're heading your way to the stadium. Come out and join us. Get you some concession stands and sit in the stands. We've got about 45 minutes until kickoff. We're going to take a three minute break. We'll be right back after this.
And welcome back inside the CBC Bank Press Box. This is the S&S Services and Advanced Disposal and Cash Burch pregame show as our Lounge High Vikings prepare to take on the ISB Hellcats from the International School of Broward down in Hollywood, Florida. Let's take, what's your name again?
My name's Taylor.
There you go, Taylor.
And,
let's go with Taylor.
Yeah, one of my favorite parts of our pregame, Bill, is when we highlight some players, our key players. Who's going to make an impact on the game tonight? I want to start tonight on the offensive side of the ball for the Hellcats. I'm going to go with number 2, Patrick Brown. He is a senior. We don't have height and weight on our roster to give you that information, but he is a senior leader of this team. Watch a little bit of huddle film on him, Bill, and he seems to be a good playmaker for them at the wide receiver position. You mentioned earlier that they like to throw the ball out of the spread.
Yep.
I think number 2, Patrick Brown, is going to be one of the key athletes for them tonight on offensive side of the ball. He's my Deloitte Body Works offensive impact player for the Hellcats.
I think offensively, I'm going to be looking at, I was going through these different players, and they all play both ways. So you try to look at somebody that's going to make a difference. And they've got an offensive lineman, number 54, Judson Joseph. He's 5'11", 255. He's going to predominantly be on that offensive line. He'll play some D-line too. But young man, he's also a senior. Decent size at 5'11", 255, good mass, and he does seem to block well from the little bit of film I've seen, only a preseason game. But I'm going to keep an eye on their offensive line, and along with being led by number 54, Judson Joseph.
Guys, another kid on their offense, going to play line. Been told they kind of move him around a little bit. Number 51, Makari Tommy. I think he's the biggest player on their roster. He's 6'3", 267 pounds. Big kid. He's certainly going to have to have a big night tonight to try to move the football against Lowndes and being their biggest player on their roster. Certainly going to probably, you can imagine, they're going to run behind him a good bit. But I've been told they'll line him up on the end some and try to get it to him a little bit as well.
Thank you, Marty. Trying to defend that Hellcat offense on the defensive side of the ball for the Vikings. I'm going to go with number 92, Walker Schwab. It's a name you're going to come very familiar with throughout the season. He had some huge plays for us last week against Valdosta. He had 2 sacks. He was our sack leader for 11-yard loss. He had 2 solo tackles, and he was in on another tackle for that game. He is 5'10". I think he's a little bit taller than that, but the roster says 5'10", so that's what we're going to go with. 160 pounds, and it's a guy that has really kind of came about in the spring game, watching him against Valdosta, he seemed to be in their backfield a good bit, and that has carried over to the first part of the season. Even against Bainbridge, he was doing pretty good. Guy runs tracks, or is on the track team too, so he's got some talent there. Keep an eye on number 92, Walker Schwab, on the defense for the Vikings.
I think for the Vikings, because the Hellcats like to throw the ball, they're going to predominantly try and line up in that shotgun and throw the ball down the field. I'm going to be looking at Fred Stewart tonight on our defense. Fred, a senior, 5'11", 185 pounds, big, big hitter, probably one of the bigger hitters that we've got in that defensive backfield. He did get tested a lot last week because the quarterback never had a chance to get down the field, and we may find that tonight, but if they do, I'm going to watch Fred Stewart. I think he could have a breakout kind of game tonight if that's the case. That'll be my impact player for our Lions High Viking defense.
Hey, guys, I'm looking at our defense. Guys, I'm going to go with number 45, Tyson Shaw. Tyson had a huge game last week for the Vikings. He was one of the, some people named him the player of the week. Of course, the American Rivalry Series named Michael Barrett, but I know some local agencies named Tyson Shaw the defensive player of the week last week. He had a great game for us. He had the big fumble recovery. Of course, you know, we heard him after the game in the post-game interview say that he's called Todd Gurley some, but he certainly had a great night the other night at linebacker, made several tackles behind the line, and it was fitting, him wearing number 45, that we ended up the game with 45 points. But Tyson Shaw, not only is he one of the leading tacklers, one of the leading playmakers on our defense, but he's one of the leaders character-wise putting us in the right positions and getting everybody lined up correctly, and just the communication on the defense with him and Will Tolbert over there, and even Kadeem Bergman as well. We've got some strong senior leaders on this defense, but Tyson Shaw is one of them. I look for him to have another big night tonight, and he's my impact player for the Viking defense.
Thank you, Marty. Tyson did have six tackles. He was a leading tackler last week. He also leads the season, so on tackles. We're going to take a two-minute break, and we come back. We are going to recap the rest of our Deloach Body Works impact players on both sides of the ball. We'll be right back after this two-minute break.
And welcome back live to the Cass Birch pregame show inside the CBC Bank press box. Taylor Biddle along with myself. Down on the field is Marty Rogers. Let's go back to Taylor for more of our Deloach Body Works impact players.
Thank you, Bill. We are on the offensive side of the ball for the Lowndes High Vikings. I'm going to go with number four, Getty Brown, 5'7", 160-pound sophomore. Scored the first points of the season for the Vikings last week, getting that, I believe it was about a 7 or 8 yard touchdown reception. He's going to be a guy that becomes a household name really quick for us. He can catch the ball well. He had really two or three catches last week. Two is what we say. It's a guy that really, when you get him into space, he can do some dangerous things, in the screen game or out in the flat. Number four, Getty Brown, keep an eye on that young man tonight.
All right, for us offensively, I'm going to go with J.D. Lee. J.D. Lee had a phenomenal game last week, and in that late in the game, he had that long touchdown run. And just tonight's going to be kind of his night. I think that against a defensive line that we don't know a lot about, he's such a dynamic little between-the-tackle runner. I'm really looking forward to seeing him run tonight, and I expect he's got really big yards. He ended up with, 56 yards on the night, ended up with a loss, but he had 51 on six carries and that touchdown. And he'll be my impact player for our Lowndes High offense tonight, J.D. Lee.
Hey, guys, sorry for the delay there. I was just speaking with the ref, shoring up the getting out for the coin toss tonight, which we will have and bring to you live. Guys, I'm going to look at number 51, our center, Palmer Henderson. Obviously, Palmer's a senior. We've talked a lot about him over the last year or two. 6 foot, 240 pounds. Again, much like Tossie Shaw on the defense, I just talked about him. Palmer not only will make great plays for us, blocking, gets to that second level very well, and makes plays, blocking linebackers, and I've even seen him downfield blocking safeties. But Palmer gets us in the right alignment. He gets us in the right scheme. He calls all the plays there as far as the line goes. You'll see him before he snaps the ball, about 80% of the time, he's pointing. and he's yelling at his offensive line and telling what they've got, and he's calling blitzes and things. He's making a bunch of checks. Palmer Henderson is an asset to this football team. He is truly an impact player, going to be a great one for us this year. I'm going to give an honorable mention to the other offensive lineman because we don't get to talk about him very often, so take a chance to try to mention him when we can. But right tackle Derek Escavel, another senior, 5'11", 305. Right guard Reggie Oxford, 6 foot, 232, is a senior. And Jalen Goss, left tackle, 6'7", 260 pounds. We talk about him a lot. Obviously, he's getting a lot of Division I looks. And then left guard, another senior, 6'1", 223-pound, Dalton Hall. Great for a senior, obviously, senior laden. But we're expecting big things out of them guys.
Thank you, Marty. Trying to defend that Viking offense for the Hellcats. Bill, you mentioned a minute ago there are going to be a lot of kids playing both ways across the field tonight for the Hellcats. I'm going to stick with number two, Patrick Brown. I mentioned him earlier as my offensive player for them. Just makes sense that he's going to be a leader on the defense as well. Number two, Patrick Brown, senior. He plays the safety position, kind of that field general in the back that kind of can walk up a little bit closer to the line or can play free safety as well. Watching him on film in the pregame or in the preseason stuff, he looks pretty good. So keep an eye on that young man tonight. It's a name that you're probably going to hear a good bit tonight. And when we do pass, I think he's going to be one of the guys we've got to watch out for when we're throwing it through the air. Number two, Patrick Brown.
Yep, and I'm going to look at their linebacker. He's a young player. He's only a junior and really slightly undersized, 5'9", 165 pounds. Daryl Carter, number 21. I watched some huddle film on him. He's undersized, but he is not afraid to throw his body in there. I mean, this is a guy that plays sort of with a reckless abandonment. I mean, he just throws himself in there, and you look at him when you're looking at the rest of the players, and he really is relatively small at 5'9". But again, that fearlessness, I think, is the difference in what kind of player he's going to be. So I think defensively, the impact player for the ISB school is going to be number 21, Daryl Carter.
Guys, I'm going to stick with the one that I talked about on the offensive side because we expect him to play defense as well. Told again, he is their biggest player. Talking to some of our coaches, we really got to know where he's at on the field on the defensive side. Because he's again, he's 6'3", 267 pound. That senior, Makari Tommy, number 51. I expect us to call his name a good bit tonight. Haven't really got a chance to watch him warm up. I always like to get the chance to watch them warm up with some of their coaches and try to get as much information as I can. But guys, much like going into this game, we heard we didn't have any film on the Hellcats. They warmed up over on the ninth grade field, so we have not seen them at all. Have yet to see them take the field. Don't know really what to expect too much, but I do expect Makari Tommy to make a lot of plays for them tonight on both sides of the ball. Again, he's my impact player for the Hellcats.
Thank you, Marty. That wraps up our Deloach Body Works impact players. Remember, if your vehicle has been an impact, choose Deloach Body Works. We got about 30 minutes until kickoff. You're listening to the Cass Birch Advanced Disposal and S&S Services pregame show. We will be right back after this 2-minute break.
And welcome back to the S&S Services Cass Birch and Advanced Disposal pregame show. Let's head down to the field now with Marty Rogers and Coach Randy McPherson.
Thanks, Bill. We are standing here with Coach Randy McPherson as his team's getting warmed up. Coach, got off to a great start last week with a huge victory over your crosstown rival in the Winnersville Classic. How do you get your team grounded and back focused on another game this week? And what did you say to them this week to try to put that behind us?
We, we got to get better. I know I sound like a broken record, but, you know, we come out here and, you know, we got to play better than we did last week. You know, I know we won the game and did really good, but I told them if we don't play better, you know, we're taking a step back, and we're trying to win this region. That's what this, you know, that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to get this ball team totally ready for that. Those three games at the end of the year, and those are the ones that we need to win. You know, obviously we want to win them all, but we got to go forward. We got to get better. You know, if we play flat tonight, or we don't play as fiery tonight, you know, shoot, this ain't no good.
Can't take a step back. That's correct, Coach. Of course, it's hard to get better than the performance last week. And, of course, you know, a lot of talk about the 45 points, a lot of talk about this offense coming in this year. But last week we shut out our opponent, and your defense had a great game. And of course, something we haven't talked a lot about is the new defense coordinator, Byron Slack. Byron did a good job last week. Talk to us a little about what he's brought to the table and how y'all blended your philosophies and what that means for your defense.
Slack, you know, Slack gets kids to go. He makes them do what they're supposed to do. Kind of a tough love guy, you know. The kids have a ton of respect for him, the way he handles them. He's got a tremendous amount of knowledge about football. And I think the biggest change is not only does he have them playing really hard, but they know the scheme. They are fully locked in on. There's no confusion.
They know what they do. They play a lot faster, don't they, Coach? Well, Coach, looking at tonight, what do you hope to learn about your team? What are you looking to improve upon? You said you got to get better. What are some key areas you're looking to improve on tonight?
Well, you know, blocking, tackling, executing on offense. You know, we punted the ball a lot last week. Just total execution. Defensively, just continue to fly around, making tackles, pressuring the quarterback, just playing really good ball.
All of those are obvious characteristics of a Randy McPherson coach team. Coach, tonight playing International School of Broward, what do you know about them? Haven't been able to find a whole lot. What do you know about them, and what do you expect to see out of International tonight?
Well, they're a new school. You know, they're building their program. You know, when we talked on the phone last year about playing, he told me the schedule he had. You know, he's playing Buford, Grayson, Coco, and IMG. You know, that's all I know about them. I know they didn't have a good year last year, but we have no film. I don't know.
Well, Coach, we wish your team well tonight. Hope they go out and execute and get better. See you at half.
Good luck. Thank you, Marty, for that Deloach Body Works coach's interview. It sounds like, you know, with the school, you know, it's tough planning for us, even in the broadcast side and even in watching what little film they had on Huddle of the Bearcats. So we just got to come out and execute and hope that we got the right game plan tonight.
Yeah, and I tell you what, I really have been involved in and understand this scheduling process that goes on. I know for a fact that when the list came out and what schools were in what classification, this coaching staff got on the phone and said, okay, we know who we got to play. Now, who can we get to play? And we know we want those home games. Do you know that not a school, not a county that touches Lowndes County will even talk to us about playing? So you take Brooks and you take Cook and you take others, you know.
Eccles.
Well, Eccles doesn't have a football team. Lanier.
Yeah, that's right.
But they just can't. They won't come here. And then you start asking around. Well, Newton signed on. Parkview did because they got a home and away with them. And then you go further down the list, and all of a sudden you get Mount Zion, and you get the other schools. It is just so difficult because of the proximity of where we are, the size of our school. It's just hard to find a team that's in really close driving distance that really is willing to come and play. At some point, you just got to take the team that'll come and play.
Yeah.
And ISB said, sign us up.
Yeah.
We're going to be here. And I you know, applaud them for coming and being here. And I think they're going to grow their program.
Yeah, they're going to. And Marty's got some information on their program that he'll share with us in just a little bit. But like he said, the schedule they're playing looks like it's well-established teams that are willing to pay them good money to come up and play their schools. When you talk about Buford, when you talk about Grayson, when you talk about Colquitt last year, us, IMG, I mean, the teams that need games that are willing to buy you out. So I even think I've heard where they're going to be on the road every game of the year just for their traveling.
Well, they may not even have a home field because, the program is still developing.
Yeah.
But, they were 0-9 last year, and they played some daunting talent. They played against Colquitt. They played some other really good teams, and they're down from that area in South Florida, St. Thomas Aquinas. I mean, there's some great schools down there.
You give this team another maybe 10, 15 years, you put them on your schedule again, it might be something that you bite off more than you can chew because they get some money in their pocket and they get some South Florida talent, and it could be dangerous. But listen, this game could be dangerous for us tonight if we're not prepared, like Coach Mack said. We got to get better and better. Marty does have some information on ISB that he wants to give to us. Marty, what you got?
Yeah, guys, just talking, trying to learn a little bit about them. I found out that ISB, you know, it is International School of Broward. I've had a lot of people this week ask me, what does that mean? What are they exactly? But ISB is a charter school in Florida, from what I'm being told, and they have ties to France to start off with. And if you're a French citizen and you want your child to get an American education, and you go to the French consulate's website and you look into that they're one of the top schools to send your kid to. So they have a direct connection there. I'm being told that after the devastating event down in Haiti several years ago, the earthquake, that they picked up some 60 of the brightest kids from Haiti that came over and went to school there. So they brought students in from different areas, and they really are strong academically. They're building their program on the sports side, and they really want to get to that level. Like we talked about a little bit, they emulating IMG to some degree. But guys, they do have a strong international flair and connection there. So it's gonna be interesting to see what they bring. Again, we know nothing about them, or very, very little about them on the field, just what's available on the internet and what we've been able to pick up. And still have yet to even see them in person. They've again warmed up over on the ninth grade field. But we're in this game, as you heard Coach Mack just say, I knew he would say it, we've got to execute, block, tackle, and fly to the football. And if you do those four things, it doesn't matter who you're playing. And that's what he's looking to get out of his team tonight.
Yeah, and you know, sometimes you don't think about it. Internationally, American football has become very popular. And as their athletic department grows, if they've got this relationship with France, you're going to start to see some international players that'll start delving into that and coming over and want to go to school in the United States, play American football. A few years ago, we had a young man from Germany who came and actually worked out with the team, had thought about coming to go to school here at Lowndes, injured his knee, and unfortunately had to go back to Germany for the surgery and things like that, never came back. But a really good kid. I mean, he was excited to see somebody internationally come. And I think you'll start to see more of that. As you know, continually, American football is getting popular across Europe.
Hey, there's a couple of NFL games that are being played over there.
I think Jacksonville's been going to London now for the last 3 or 4 years.
Yeah, you're right. And again, anytime you got the kind of pool that talent that South Florida has, anything can be possible with time. I mean, nothing's going to happen right away. I mean, you just got to give them time to build a program. And, you know, this is a team that, you know, doesn't have a lot on the roster, but, you know, if they continue to have to, you know, grow and get money and get kids in the program, they could really grow and become a big time program out of South Florida.
They really could. We've got about 20 minutes, just under 20 minutes before kickoff. We're going to take another 3 minute break here on the countdown to kickoff. When we come back, we'll get you ready for tonight's game against the ISB Hellcats. You're listening to Lowndes High Radio Network on 99.5 Kicks Country. We'll be back after this 3 minute break. And welcome back inside the CBC Bank Press Box. I'm Bill Osborne along with Taylor Biddle. Down on the field is Marty Rogers. And we are getting you ready for tonight's matchup with the ISB Hellcats. And we were looking, Taylor, during the break at who they played last year. They went 0-9 last year and really took it on the chin in a lot of games. They played Suwanee down in Live Oak, Crestview. They played Buford, in Colquitt County. And their schedule this year doesn't look much easier.
Yeah, it's pretty daunting. They start off with the Vikings, then they got Pembroke Pines Charter. They got Buford right after Labor Day, Brentwood, Tennessee. They're going to. They're going to Grayson, going to Coco. Village Academy is listed as a home game for them. Delray Beach, I'm assuming that's some neutral field for them. They're at Elder, Cincinnati, Ohio. Get
wow.
you some of that. And then Goldman out of Miami, and then Crestview, Florida. So these boys are traveling all the way to Ohio to play
wow.
football.
And this is a team that is looking to get better, get the exposure, and that's exactly what they're going to do here as they come here to play our Lowndes High Vikings. The Lowndes High Georgia Bridgemen have made their way on the field to start entertaining the crowd. The dancers, cheerleaders. I think, really, you start adding up just the cheerleaders and the dancers, and that's probably as big as their roster right now. So
yeah.
When you start talking schools, Lowndes is a big school. People don't really realize how big. 3,200 to 3,600 students There are colleges and undergraduate programs that don't have that many people.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's a blessing to have as many kids as we do and the talent to pull from. You know, it's also a blessing to have the band that we've got and, you know, the fan base, you know, getting out here, getting on their feet, and really just helps add to the atmosphere of a game here at Lowndes High School. You know, it's a special place, and I'm glad we have the privilege of helping out.
Yeah, it really is. I enjoy, you know, the last 12, 13 years of doing this. It's just, you know, I get frustrated sometimes getting ready for the season, but it's here, and you're sitting here on a Friday night. There's no place I'd rather be.
Yeah, absolutely. Still, no sign of the Hellcats. We do know they are here.
Yeah.
They are here, but they have yet to make their way on the field at all, so I'm assuming they're going to come right out. We do apologize. Marty's not able to get an interview with their coach. He may not have known the routine as far as radio goes in South Georgia, so we do apologize for that. We are probably going to be taking a break here
in just a second for the national anthem. I do know that Coach Peeplo, the trainer for the Vikings, he's actually gone down to their field house as well to help tape up those guys and that kind of thing. So kind of pulling double duty. So I know they're in the field house getting ready, and probably when they announce these teams, that'll be the first time we see them.
Yeah.
You can't even give a uniform look.
Yeah. I think they've got...
I think they were in all black.
Black with white uniform?
White with red numbers, I think they were all black with red or dark orange numbers.
We are going to say a prayer and do the national anthem. We're going to take a break with them. We're going to take a three-minute break. We'll be right back after this. Three-minute break.
Our invocation tonight will be by Miss Rosalie Bitt.
And welcome back to the pregame show. We're inside the CBC Bank press box. Bill Osborne along with Taylor Biddle. Down on the sideline is Marty Rogers. And joining us up in the press box now, Wes James, as he's been down on the field. Wes, we normally would have been talking about the visiting team a little bit, about what they look like and how they look. You were right down in the field. You didn't there see anybody.
Well, they came in earlier this afternoon, went through their pregame stuff, and then they went back to the locker room. And they won't be out on the field until they bring the captains out, until it's time for the kickoff. It's a little intimidating for them. They're coming up here. This is one of the premier teams in the nation. And they're going to come up here into our place. And they just kind of, I think their coach just wants not a lot of them to get shell-shocked.
Yeah, I mean, you walk into this stadium. It's probably one of the biggest stadiums they've probably been in. And then on top of that, the crowd that's here, the band, the size that it is. I mean, you're right. This can kind of throw you for a loop if you've never seen it.
The captains have made their way out on the field. We'll get you the numbers. One thing I noticed right away is, and this may be a sign of money as well, they have dark-colored uniforms, black on black. Traditionally in away games, you'll see white-colored uniforms. So something, you know, again, crimson. And black, not going to be too easily mistaken, but it's not going to be white and crimson tonight.
I tell you what, Taylor, I'm going to need a lot of your help on, buddy.
Yeah, it's
you can't
hard to
see those numbers. Well, there's not many of them, so maybe we'll start to get that number information for you pretty quickly. And as soon as we get the lounge captains, and Chuck's got all that information, we'll go to him and he'll give us our captains for tonight's game.
Yeah.
He's still trying to get all the numbers lined up. You ready, Chuck? Let's go to Chuck.
All right, so Lowndes tonight we have number 51, Palmer Henderson, number 92, Walter Schwab, number 58, Kadeem Bergman, and number 61, Jalen Goff. And for the Pumas, we have number 51, McCary Tommy, Warren Washington, number 5, number 21, Daryl Carter, and number 54, Judson Joseph.
Thanks, Chuck, for those captains. And a lot of those names we just heard are impact players for this team. Not a lot of guys to choose from, but I think we may have chosen wisely as they are listed as the team captains. And we see those four young men coming across the field.
Yeah, I mean, even for the Vikings, we had Walker Schwab and Palmer Henderson. And then on the Bearcat side, we had a few of those impact players as well.
Guys, I'm going to go ahead and just say right away that I'm available if you need me. Those jerseys are even hard for me to read.
Yeah, they're black. They got black jerseys with red numbers with no outline on them. And you can imagine the difficulty to see those. Got black pants as well across the field.
And with the new jerseys that are stretch fit, you know, they get one little wrinkle in them and it covers up the whole, you know, half the number or more, in some cases the whole number. So they're very, very difficult to read. I will say, I do want to just say something real quick. I had a chance to speak with the Lowndes High School principal a few minutes ago, and currently we are right at 20, I'm about 2,900 students at Lowndes. So we size-wise, we're totally different school. We're not as big as what we were thinking there, but we are right around just over 2,900 at this point right now.
All right, Marty. Yeah, one of the things we're talking about, the uniform for the international school, is the only two uniforms I saw in huddle for them was a red with a white number and black with the red number. So obviously you wouldn't wear the red because of being so close to the crimson for us, but we see both sets of captains heading out to the field there, and we've got the officials. Marty will have all that information on the coin toss for us. We'll head down to the field here in just a moment as all those introductions are being made and all the team captains introducing themselves.
Guys, while they do that, I will say 5 and 51 for the Hellcats are big.
Yeah, they're big boys. Yeah.
Big boys.
Eagle, that will be tails. You understand? Okay. So far away, what are you going to call? What'd he say? Heads, here we go with it. You ready? All right, tails it is. We're going to call. You want to receive?
Stop. Look, listen. Here comes Lombardi. Mighty Wild.
Guys, we won the toss and elected to receive, so we will get the ball first.
Thank you, Marty, and I thank you all for joining us here on the S&F Services Advanced Disposal and Cash Burt pregame show as we head now inside of 2 minutes, ready to get this game underway. We'll just keep it right here. Again, thank you for joining us here on the pregame show. Remind you, we'll be back on the air Tuesday night live from the Mill Pizza Buffet and Games for the Lowndes High Randy McPherson Coaches Show.